Now we'll talk about the another inherited disorder of the collagen, which is called the prolidase deficiency. It is a rare inborn error of collagen metabolism, which is inherited as autosomal recessive disorder caused by the gene mutation, that is PEPD. This PEPD gene encodes an enzyme which is known as a prolidase, which is required for the normal degradation of the endogenous and the dietary proteins, so that those amino acids become available which are required for the collagen synthesis. So ultimately, when the prolidase become deficient, those amino acids are also deficient, and it will cause a deficiency of the collagen synthesis, resulting in impaired collagen synthesis and wound healing and the associated manifestations it is associated with. So normally it is a triad of chronic skin ulceration, mental retardation, recurrent respiratory infections, along with a chronic lung disease. Overall, it is a rare disease. The important association with prolidase deficiency is SLE, by which we mean that the chances of development of SLE in these patients is greater than that in the general population. Talking about the clinical manifestation of the prolidase deficiency, as I mentioned earlier, that because of the lack of collagen, the normal healing of the skin and the wound healing will be impaired, presenting with recalcitrant skin ulcers. These ulcers are large, they are poor healing. Besides this, the other skin manifestations are the skin feels spongy or dewy with pitting and scarring, especially on the legs. Overall, skin is fragile and the leg ulcers are common.